South Sudan humanitarian minister Peter Mayen condemned an attack yesterday by armed youth in Warab State, Tong East County, on a UN World Food Program humanitarian convoy delivering food aid to people displaced by intercommunal fighting in the area. Mayen says the government will not tolerate any forms of abuse against the humanitarian workers in the country.
I will take proper action to immediately coordinate with the state governor and the deputy governor and the people on the ground so that the issue is resolved.
Santino Sholgarang, deputy coordinator for Relief and Rehabilitation Commission in Tong South, East and North Counties, says armed youth forced the humanitarian convoy to stop and upload all the food at Langchuk Village in Tong East County.
There were trucks that were carrying food to Romy Center for the vulnerable people. Those trucks, they were being stopped by the youth, and the food was ordered to be uploaded down.
Garang says the food was meant for people displaced by recent intercommunal conflict in the greater Luanjiang area. Garang says the state authorities are in contact with the local leaders in Tong East County to try to pursue the armed youth to return the food they stole. But Mariala Kut, the executive director of the Dipang Thik County, says local leaders tried to intervene without success when the armed youth were stealing the food.
We tried to intervene, but the armed youth neither listened to us nor understood our humble request. After they succeeded in offloading the food, they distributed it among themselves.
Mayen says the government will protect aid workers and ensure they have free access across the country.
Our goal is to make sure that humanitarian workers are protected. Apart from delivering the humanitarian services, and humanitarian access is granted across the country.
In a press release issued yesterday, the South Sudan NGO Forum said it was saddened and concerned by the killing of an aid worker near Unity State Capital Bintiu on January 30, 2021. The statement said a South Sudanese employee of Joint Aid Management, or JAM, was shot dead by unidentified people while returning from work supporting vulnerable families in nearby Gwit. Another aid worker from JAM was also injured in the attack and has been receiving treatment, according to the statement. The NGO Forum says aid agencies across the country are, quote, horrified by attacks on aid workers, particularly coming at a time when humanitarians are working to scale up, respond to food insecurity, flooding, local violence, and the COVID-19 pandemic, end quote. It is said insecurity affecting aid workers not only affects the victims directly, but also those relying on life-saving assistance. The statement further said, quote, the South Sudan NGO Forum calls for all stakeholders and parties to ensure unhindered access to those in need of humanitarian assistance and the necessary protection and security of humanitarian workers, end quote. For BOA News, Daniel Marengwek in Juba.